rhyme.
And treason.
The decisions you make right now is up to you. You crying about something that happened to you when you was a kid. You ain't even no kid no more. You a grown man. Take full ownership. The stupid stuff you doing, your parents didn't make you play no video games. And what you crying about? So what, your daddy wasn't there? Your mama ended up getting married. What you crying about? He went to work every day. He never beat you. He never abused you. Your mama did the best she knew how to do. What you crying about? You grew up in a house. What you crying about? You was never sexually assaulted. What you crying about? Did somebody beat your butt because you did something you wasn't supposed to do? What you crying about? Nobody just came home and started whipping you? Man up. Man up, stop crying. My teacher don't like you. Why? Why she don't like you? Maybe you talk too much. Maybe you disrespectful. Why don't say she don't like you. Go look in the mirror and take full ownership. Why does she not like me? It's time to take ownership.
Episode 278 coming at you. This is Man Up.
That's right. It's time to suck it up, Buttercup. Get your nose to the grindstone. Do what you got to do and get the job done.
Man the fuck up. We were raised in the 80s. That was 40 years ago. Everyone's a fucking weak ass bitch in society. And yeah, we were raised to be macho fucking dudes.
Well, you know,
that's the theme of the show.
The irony there, I mean, I guess the reality there is that, you know, while what you're saying isn't wrong, right? Within that 40-year time span, right? It's just kind of come to say, like, man up has a negative connotation because you can't tell a woman to man up, right? But you mean the same thing by it. So the intent, the meaning behind it is still there, right?
Act like a man.
Well, and the connotation of what all that meant, right? So what were you meaning when you said it in that way at that time, right? What you're saying really is, like, you know, you need to stay focused on the necessary task. You need to complete the task to the best of your ability. And you need to be grateful for the opportunity to have had a task to do.
That's right. Man the fuck up. Get off your ass. Put together a pool. In the 106 degree heat yesterday.
You got yourself a little pool like me, a little pool or whatever.
That's right. It's scorching heat.
What size did you get, man?
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
It's 600 gallons, though.
600 gallons. Okay.
Well, that's kind of legit, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's no kiddie pool, right?
No, yeah, it's like twice the size of that, pretty much. But half the size of yours, probably.
Yeah, well, mine's 5,000 gallons.
Or a quarter of the size or something.
Yeah, mine's like 4.5 feet deep or something.
Nice.
Yeah, we can actually, like, kind of swim in it.
That's cool. And yeah, constantly watch the 80s movies, Rambo, Rocky.
I just watched Predator.
Predator was a classic.
I mean, you want to talk about the ultimate in, like, machismo, alpha male, machoism, like, bullshit stereotypes being hyped to the 100th degree. Like, just watch the opening scene of Predator. It is the most testosterone-fueled 5 minutes of movie making that has, like, ever been filmed. Like, just, like, oiled up muscles and, like, the cigar smoking and
like,
the chopper door opens, the first thing that happens is he just fucking spits his chop. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, those falsehoods of the stereotype are the reason why people don't say fucking man up anymore. Because it became assholes like that that was considered manning up. And who the fuck wants to be Jesse Ventura?
Just had an idea for an apartment complex. The Adonis Complex. I'm a housing buff, guys.
If you can lift this weight, your rent is hop off.
How much you bench, bitch?
Yeah.
You're denied.
You do 10 reps, you get the 11th for free.
That's right. And Arnold, what a legend he is. You'll hear his record. Begin messing with the turntables and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Trying to freshen things up and man the fuck up, Gower, and make an episode.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because it used to be something that I was like, I never wanted to give up control of. Like, I wanted to make all the episodes. Like, that's my jam, right? And lately it's just been like, dude, I've had, like, the motivation of a goddamn sloth, dude. I swear to God. It's like, I wake up and I'm like, fuck work. And then I'm at work all day, just like, fuck. And I get off work and I'm like, fucking beat, dude. Like, I eat dinner and I, like, go to bed at like 8:30. I'm a friggin' loser, man.
We're getting old.
I gotta man up.
That's right. Up.
I gotta, you know, sleep when I'm dead, you know?
Yeah, for sure. All right, here we go. Playing some music. Man the fuck up, people. Rhyme.
And Chest Hairs of Treason. Oh,
I wanna see the common in me. And since it's a senseless contradiction, I end up a misfit trying to fit in. This ends when I stand up and see the hands of the standard. Holy is the Lamb. Now we holding you the man up, cause we were made in this image. Start looking at what you came from.
Right after Adam, every Adam and non-Adamies, Adamic, adamant, after what Adam I is against. Let me take you back to the dream. He never read it, you see the Eve was deceived, but Adam is the one who led her in. Steadily, no, we ain't leading, we basically little boys with muscles and a mustache. The femininity, we need a remedy to God, man, 100% masculinity.
We the last. Yeah, where the men at? Seems like they all lost. None of them are on the scene, seems like they died off. They extinct, but my dream is the rise of. We chasing the prize of the king, the divine boss. But we fell away, now we ungodly. We lose and we really got the blues like Navi. I wanna celebrate the dudes, this was savvy. Fellas, let's elevate, we do with the lobby.
They lie. Old heads said, boy, get your shine on. And if a sucker try to block you, get your nine home. And what I heard you gotta do to be a man now, stand up for yourself, so I took it in my hands now. And that's the problem, man, we busy trying to solve it. All the while we walking dead, man, somebody bring the coffin. Boy, drop peach fuzz, now you think that you a man. Cause you feeling yourself, you need to man up.
Yeah, there's many things man is chasing after. They got some questions, we got some answers. Sex and models and tipping bottles, back a pile of excuses right next to your bottle caps. A Rolodex filled with names that you aim to please, next to the stack of money building up a heart of greed. Ice on his neck, giving jokers the cold shoulder. You drunk off pride, plus you loving the hangover. You got a whole lot of stuff that won't amount to gain. Life will never make sense because you never made change.
We got it twisted, sick like a fever. Little man live, stack dough, keep one. Man up, get up out of that treehouse, leave them cookies alone. It's time to eat meat now. Tryna show you a new way to live now. No charge, you call it a freestyle. Without Christ, a normal man is. You'll boil a man's body like Tom Hanks in bed.
Yeah.
Being a man got nothing to do with age. You could be a boy till the day you lay in your grave. None of us behave like the image of who we're made. Cause we fall in the way, it's better known as depraved. Running from responsibility, really we crave. The easy way out of places that call us to pull our weight. Men ain't born through everyday decisions are made. Responding to the call, God's giving up from the game. Yeah.
Let the process begin. Separate the boys from the men. It don't matter how you started. Partners about how you end. Jesus is the motto. Follow us, we gon' follow him. We the last of a dying breed. It's time that we
man up.
DJ, meow, meow, meow.
Who could be the boss? Look up to the cross. Stranded in the land of the lost. Standing up, I'm sideways. I'm blazing up the path, running on the highways of wrath. Choked up by the smoke and the charcoal. Lava stamps and brands me like a barcode. I'm dashing all the media strikes. I keep the media dikes. It's reinforcement for the fight. And that alone will keep John Gotti on the phone. I'm tangled in the zone, I got the bees on the track. Where the fuck you at?
The cow.
Let me hear your pigeons run your mouth now.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm plugging in them social skills to keep my total bills over a million. The last time I checked it. Thank God I'm blessed with the mind that'll wreck it. Wait until the second round and knock him out.
They call me Big John Studd, my middle name Mud. Dirty water flow, too much for you thug. That can't stand the flood. What up, Doc? Whole big gun like Elmer Fudd, the show shot. Mix the map, I'm unplugged. Learn, temperature's too hot for sunblock. Burn, playing with minds to get you state time. Locked behind 12 bars from a great mind. Killer bees in the club with his ladybug. Brought his sword to the dance floor to cut a rug. Love is love all day till they throw slug. And take another life in cold blood. Can't feel me till it's your blood. Murder race tremendous, crime is endless. Same shit, different day. Father forgive us. They know not what they do. All praise is due. I'm big like EZ and Big Bamboo.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on a little louder.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in together now.
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on a little louder.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in the cabinet.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Headstrong, dead calm, dead bite gone. Dead weight, they dead wrong. Let's get it on. 12 rounds of throwdown. Who hold crown? Protect land with 4 pounds. Limp biscuit. Get around like merry-go. Bust a scenario. Coming through your stereo. Why risk it? Lifestyles of the prolific and gifted. Eight essential vitamins and minerals. Delicious. Word on the street is they bit my thesis. Knocked out their front teeth. Trying to taste mine. Acting like they heard through the grapevine. Dope feeling for the baseline. 2 for 5 rounds. Pharmaceuticals. Hardest nails to the cuticle. Where'd you find that monster? She beautiful. Wu-Tang and Limp Bizkit. Roll on the set. Kick a hole in the speaker. Pull a plug and then jet.
Mic check. So what's it all about? And where we gonna run? Maybe we can meet up on the sun. Discretion is advised for the blood of virgin eyes. We're limping on the track with the method. So get the sun block. You're getting one shot. Until you dissolve, I revolve around everything you got. From out of nowhere, prepare. You'll be blinded by the glare. I told you not to stare. Now you're turned into stone. Without a microphone. But don't you forget you're in a zone.
So shut the fuck up.
And take that shit back. Cause all your shit's whack. When it's weighed out like that. Burning up your brain like a piston. So all those who didn't listen. Never even knew what they were missing. And never even knew that the sky was falling down. Wu-Tang Clan for the clown.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on a little louder.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in the cabin now.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on a little louder.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in the cabin now.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. It was over your head all day, every day. S-I-N-Y 10304. Wu-Tang Killer Bees and the Limp B-I-Z-K-I-T's. Y'all know the time, y'all know the rhyme. It ain't easy being greasy in a world full of cleanliness and you know all that other madness. We gone. Peace.
That new track, New Money Crew, Cash Stack Records, represent Big Chris
with Shantasia,
featuring your boy, Young Big.
Here it comes, yo.
Prince Sexy on the track, holding it down
with Snow Cone.
Yeah, they up on this track too. Y'all ain't never heard this many MCs. Here we go, yo.
Sloppy Moses, also part of this, bringing that West Coast stank.
Him too, and that's more than enough now. Yeah, Big Chris.
Shantasia.
Young Big.
With Prince Sexy.
Whole lot of people.
Snow Cone.
Mossy Jam.
And Sloppy Moses.
And then we cut it off there. Yeah. I mean, we more than covered on this particular track. And yo, don't think I ain't noticed you trying to fly under the radar, Monster Jams.
New Money Crew wrote deep.
I mean, maybe too deep? I don't know.
Featuring King Keith.
No! The track is full, man. There ain't no vacancy, B.
King Keith does not accept that.
Brought the whole hoodlum squad to this track.
Hoodlum! Where you at, Lil Nitwit?
Keep it greasy, y'all.
What happened there?
With two black guys.
Bad name.
Woo! Hot clown.
What it is with your girl, pregnant.
No.
And you don't forget about your boy, Skiffle. Bow, yaka, yaka, yaka.
Oh, Skiffle. Yo, definitely ain't no room for Skiffle.
Yo, Skiffle, stay.
Okay.
And you know Katy Perry on the track with Kathleen Bell.
Maybe not Kathleen Bell.
Here we go, new music.
Well, essentially Simon, modern day wit. Bringing those new musings like nothing's more dangerous than a genius with money.
Whatever. Anybody else? David S. Pinkins! No! Yeah. All right. Everybody can stay, you know. Let's just keep it orderly. All right, find a place to pop in, all right? Here we go. Big Chris on the mic. Like, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. lower the pants around here when I finish with your laundry? Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house until you get home.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And I'm going to do what you tell me to. Because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
Phone commercials, I see
like there's a ballerina. I do all along you had those tendencies, cause you've been running from Macho like I got a disease. Do please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight the rock straight too fast. But when I challenge him to a real fight, he passed. I called him out but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event but the hall didn't show. Hollywood hooked up, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth out with soap. Cause like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check. Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hulk.
Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
They call you Hollywood. Don't make me laugh, cause your movies and your acting skills are both trash. Your movie straight to video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man, but when I find you, it's on. And when I slam it to the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward, is that you, Hogan? Macho's gonna kick your butt, that's the slogan. You tried to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on messing with you, dude, day after day. And once you step to Macho, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, cause you're a real big punk. You call my dad up on the phone, man, use a chunk. Cause if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll punk your butt out for the world to see.
Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Boy, use a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Boy, use a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
That's right, folks. We're here to be the ones to tell you. If nothing else, let's have this podcast change your life. Let's have you tune in and go, what the fuck? Why haven't I sucked it up? And instead of saying, fucking I hate No Effects, so I don't like punk rock, like listen to other punk bands or like listen to
No Effects on this episode. You know,
fuck Jerry Garcia. I hate the Grateful Dead. Like, okay, cool. But there's thousands of jam and whatever type music bands out there. Like, give them a chance. Like, people get so narrowly focused on an experience that it tends to overwhelm. Like, and that it's such the contradiction of what we envision when we say man up, right? Like, oh, I went to Denny's and my eggs were runny, and so I'll never go to any Denny's ever again. And you're like,
Denny's is horrible.
Well, of course it is. I mean, come on, I was using a national chain.
Denny's never paid you a dime. Don't promote them. Fuck Denny's. You're hearing it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Well, I hate Denny's.
I think you get where I was going with that. So I'll give you a different, give you a.
Burkos.
No, I was going to say, I'll give you a...
another chain. Black Bear Diner.
Unique story as it relates to said pancake house. So when I was in high school, went to a party, got really drunk with some friends, and then went to one of those national chain fast breakfast establishments. And we sit down at the table and the server walks up and she's like, "What can I get you boys?" And we're all like, "I'll take a Sierra Nevada." And she goes, "Come with me." And she has us get up, and then we walk to the back of the restaurant, and there's like a door, and you open the door, and there's a full-on bar in the back of this restaurant chain. And
the hell?
And then, because no one's in the restaurant, mind you, because it's like 2:30 in the morning, dead empty. We go in the back. The entire staff is in the bar partying it up. They're drinking. They got like plates of all the different appetizers out. They're just macking down. And they're like, so they give us beers. We're taking shots. And I'm like, dude, I hella want a burger, man. And the fucking chef's like, kitchen's right there, bro.
You just made your
I went back there and made my own burger.
All right. That makes me like him more.
But you know what? I had to man up and figure out where everything was in the kitchen. Where's the bacon? Where's the burgers? Where's the fucking spatula?
The Wonderland by Sierra Nevada. I'm trying to choke one of those down right now.
Isn't that like fruit infused or some shit?
Nectarine.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. Too sweet.
Too sweet, and yeah, man, Expendables. I don't know if you've seen that franchise. That's pretty hilarious.
Of course, yeah. I mean, the first Expendables was like, it was great because it was such a mockery of itself. Like, it knew exactly what it was, and it didn't make any bullshit claims to be something greater than itself, right? It was just like, yeah. We're a fuck-off stupid action movie with, like, every action hero ever, and everyone's gonna have some dumbass, smart-ass line when they beat somebody up or whatever, and, like, and it's gonna be awesome. There's gonna be explosions. There will be zero story arc. Nothing will make sense. Who cares? Enjoy the movie.
Yeah, pretty good. Right on. All right, we're gonna play some more music. Here we go. This is Man Up Rhyme.
And, I don't know, it's just treason.
Mario! a man? Is it the woman in his arms? Just 'cause she has big titties? Or is it the way he fights every day? No, it's probably the titties. Now you're a male. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh. Now you're a male. Male, 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 male. Now you're a male. M-A-N, man, 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 man. Now you're a moron.
I'm a man. I spell M. resist.
I'm a man. Spell M. A. M. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I was sitting at Capital from a place long from here, and I came here for one reason. To attack and keep coming. Not to ask, but just to give. Not to want, but just to send. Send the power of warrior down everybody's throat in the WWE till I become sick of it. Well, you're gonna get sick of it, because this freaking nature right here is just beginning to swell. And when I get big enough, brother, there ain't gonna be room for anybody else but me and all the warriors floating through the veins and the power of the warrior. How must I prepare, you must ask yourself. Should I jump off the tallest building in the world? Should I lay on the lawn and let him run over me with lawnmowers? Should I go to Africa and let him trample me with raging elephants? Ah, you can feel it, dude! You can feel it! Load the spaceship with the rocket fuel. Load it with the warriors. In my final meeting with the gods from the heavens above, as they spoke to me and hit me with the power of the ultimate warrior, they told me, exit stage left, exit stage right. There is no place to run. All the fuses and the exit signs have been burned out.
That's right, folks. We've come to you once, we've come to you twice, we've come to you three times now to tell you. Get in the fucking game, man.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Ultimate Warrior. I don't know if you watched his biography recently.
No.
On A&E.
He was one of my favorites, though, when I was, when I was a kid.
Apparently he was a giant dick and just roiding out of his head.
No way.
You're surprised, aren't you?
Right. It was literally like his persona was like, I'm checked up on Rudge!
You'll hear some Ultimate Warrior sound clips, and yeah, the roiding WWF superstars of the 80s, 40 years ago. That's a long-ass time.
It is, yeah. You know, there's a series on Netflix right now, actually, not to promote them, but... it's called This Is Pop.
Oh yeah, I saw it on there. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I'll give it credit. Like, it didn't it was like a pop documentary written by people that actually like music, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's cool.
So while pop is the vehicle that drives the storyline, it kind of in one part is like an expose on the music industry and how they just fucking grind shit out and how they make things and whatever. There's other things that you learn too, like the last like 5,000 number one hits and shit have all been written by like four dudes in Sweden.
Sounds about right. And country, it was what like, a piece of shit genre.
One of the dudes is like, you know, like in a death metal band. And he writes like number one hits for Pink and Taylor Swift.
That's awesome.
He's like, I didn't even change the lyrics, man. I just had a girl sing it.
But yeah, the country pop crap, dude. So bad.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, I could believe one person writing all this.
There was literally an entire episode dedicated just to country pop and like how... like, they used Old Town Road as an example of how it's fucking crazy how a song that is a country song, if it gets too popular, is no longer considered a country song, but a pop song. And how some people that started as country, a la, say, Dolly Parton, evolved into becoming pop singers, but kept their country roots and kept their country fan bases, while others, say, like Taylor Swift, did not.
Nice. Gotta love Dolly. She's awesome, man. Want to go to Dollywood and get wasted. One of my life goals.
That'd be epic.
should we just go to Dollywood and just get super hammed?
All I know is that Dollywood better have a roller coaster shaped like two giant mounds.
good shit. Anyway, man the fuck up. It's Sunday. Got a man up for the weekend.
No.
The end of the weekend. Got a man up and go back to work.
Yeah. Fuck. It's going to be super exciting. You know, the family's like on summer vacation. So they're like, oh, we're going to go to Tahoe. We're going to go to this waterside park. We're going to go to Disneyland. I'm like, I'm going to go to the kitchen.
Calling sick, man. They'll never know.
Well, that's true because no one listens to this podcast, so no one called in sick.
That's true. No one does listen, but we keep making them anyway. We like making them. So
that's right.
Closing it out. Here comes the music. This was Man Up Round.
And Testosterone of Treason.
What did Jesus do when they sentenced him to die? Did he try to run away? Did he just break down and cry? No, Jesus dug down deep, knowing what he had to do. When faced with his own death, Jesus knew that he had to. Man up, he had to man up. So he crawled up on that cross and he stuck it out. And he manned up, Christ he manned up. And taught us all what real manning up is about. And now it's up to me and it's time to man up. Jesus had his cap and now it's mine to man up. I'm taking the reins, I'm crossing the bear. Just like Jesus, I'm growing a pair. I've got to stand up, can't just clam up. It's time to when you know you've got to man up. Don't let it pass you by, this just one time to man up. Watch me man up like nobody else. I'm gonna man up all over myself. I've got to get ready, it's time. What did Jesus do when they put nails through his hands? Did he scream like a girl or did he take it like a man? When someone had to die to save us from our sins, Jesus said, I'll do it! And he took it on the chin. He manned up, and a man grew up. Took a bullet for me and you. That's man up, real man. And now it's my time to do it too. Time to be a hero and slay the monster. Time to battle darkness, you're not my father.
Bad things happen.
Did you get the
more hint? To the point, why do you let bad things happen to me? I'm sure you don't think I'm a flake,
man,
because
up.
You clearly made a mistake.
Turn it up.
I'm going where you need me most. Orlando.
Orlando.
Listen to that fat white guy.
My time to town, to now it's my town to town.
Land over land.
scrolled on.
Very good, Frank. Very impressive. Ultimate punch!
I'm gonna knock that ridiculous mustache right off your face.
All great men have mustaches, Frank.
Yeah, but real men actually grow them, huh?
No, I have a hormone disorder!
You'll see, Frank. One day I'll punch you right in the face, and then you'll respect me.
I'll believe it when I see it, muchacho.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.